This is a study from Forbes Insights that used surveys and data to track sentiment of how important diversity is as a driver of innovation. It shows the business case for diversity and inclusion is intrinsically linked to a company's innovation strategy. Multiple and varied voices have a wide range of experiences, and this can help generate new ideas about products and practices. Survey respondents overwhelmingly agreed that a diverse and inclusive workforce brings the different perspectives that a company needs to power its innovation strategy. This is particularly true for the largest companies. Among companies with more than $10 billion in annual revenues, 56% strongly agree that diversity helps drive innovation. Respondents in Asia also were more likely to see a link between diversity and innovation. In the APAC region, 56% strongly agreed with this notion, compared to 48% in the Americas and 41% in EMEA. This sentiment is one you can take advantage of when making the case for your network, as most people seem to readily accept it, even when they're not otherwise supporters of inclusion efforts. Another study you might find useful is Structural Holes in Good Ideas by Ronald S. Burt. He argues that opinion and behaviour are more homogenous within than between groups, so people connected across groups are more familiar with alternative ways of thinking and behaving. He describes these people as being at higher risk of having good ideas. You may have seen other studies, and there are many of them, that show that diverse teams, properly managed, perform better. But this pushes that further to mean specifically in the realms of innovation. At times when your operational demands are under threat and old ways of working are strained, innovation can emerge as a way to pivot your activities and enhance the resilience of your organization and network. But with that comes risk of disproportionate accountability in areas that don't succeed as well, and disproportionate praise for individuals when it does. In his summary, Burt notes that good ideas emerged, as hypothesized, from the intersection of social worlds, but spread in a way that would continue segregation between the worlds. The potential value for integrating operations across the company was dissipated in the distribution of ideas. So, in your innovative efforts, be aware of reward and recognition, not just as a one-off thank you for your efforts, but as a chance to incorporate more networked working practices on a permanent basis, so that inclusive, innovative working and an engaged workforce can become the norm, not just a triumphant user case from a single spokesperson.